confidence game. In California, on a business trip last month, I met a mom with two kids who'd graduated from business school in the late 1990s. She'd been home with the kids for 5 years, she explained, but was looking to go back. I assumed she'd return to the field she'd entered after business school. I want to go into something non-profit, she said instead. Now I firmly believe that non-profit careers are tremendously rewarding, but my heart sank a bit from the ambivalence etched on my new friend's face. I suspected I knew what she was thinking. Over the years, I've studied working and stay-at-home moms. I've met dozens of successful former lawyers and business women in a range of lucrative fields who lose their confidence after staying home for a few years. They assume they can't return to their original fields despite their successful track records. They erroneously think going into teaching, social work, or nonprofit foundations will be easier. More often than not, these women use "I'm thinking of entering nonprofit" as code for "I've lost confidence in my ability to return to my profession, so my only choice is find a less competitive field." The reality is, they'd be better off staying in their original field. Teaching and social work require years of education and certification. Due to naivety or arrogance, some former business people don't realize high-level nonprofit posts are just as competitive and sought after as top business jobs. It's tougher than many women believe to convince potential employers that private sector achievements are transferable to education and nonprofit arenas. And why, suddenly in midlife, you heard a different calling that you will take as seriously as your former career. Many stay-at-homes would be better off if they confronted the biggest hurdle preventing women from returning to their chosen industries: lack of confidence. The most critical ingredient in any job hunt. A recent New York Times article highlighted this reality and business school's growing success teaching confidence by helping stay-at-home moms brush up on outdated skills. The biggest issue facing them was not whether their skills were rusty. Rather, it was the confidence that they had lost while not working. Explain the Times article. You should never apologize for being out of the market.